It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, today's National Puppy Day. Oh, did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's National Puppy Day, so okay. I hope you celebrate because you actually do have a puppy at home.
Yeah, when did they stop being a puppy? She just turned one the other day.
Yeah, I think she's still a puppy.
She only acts like one.
Yeah, right? So I thought, since it is National Puppy Day, that we would talk about an amazing dog named Sergeant Stubby. And he was an honest... to goodness, Sergeant. He was a real sergeant.
Really?
Yes. And the unofficial mascot of the 102nd Infantry Regiment was assigned to the 26th Division in World War I.
There you go.
So Stubby was described in the news items as a Boston Terrier or American Bull Terrier mutt. Oh. So kind of a smallish dog.
Yeah.
But Stubby has been called the most decorated war dog of the Great War and the only dog to be nominated and promoted to sergeant through combat.
Will you show him some respect, everybody,
please?
Yeah.
So Stubby was found wandering the grounds of Yale University in July of 1917 while members of the 102nd Infantry were training there. He hung around as the men drilled, and one soldier in particular, Corporal James Conroy, developed a fondness for him. Aww. So when it came time for the outfit to ship out, Conroy smuggled Stubby on board the troop ship.
Can't do that.
As they were getting off the ship in France, he hid Stubby under his overcoat without detection. Upon discovery by Conroy's commanding officer, Stubby saluted him, as he'd been trained to do in camp, and the commanding officer really had no other choice at that point but to allow him to stay with them there.
This sounds like a like an animated movie. This is
there
this
is an animated he did,
oh, there is
there was, an yep,
oh, okay.
And I think in 2018, yeah.
Okay.
So Stubby served with the 102nd Infantry Regiment in the trenches in France for 18 months, and he participated in 4 offensive and 17 battles.
Jeez.
He entered combat on February 5th, 1918, and was under constant fire day and night for over a month.
Jeez, can you imagine? Because you hear about dogs, right, and fireworks
like
going off.
A small dog, too.
But you hear about dogs, like on the 4th of July, and everybody's crazy because their dogs are barking.
Yeah, yeah.
But this dog's World War I in the trenches.
In the trenches.
Yeah.
So in April of 1918, during a raid, Stubby was wounded in the foreleg by retreating Germans throwing hand grenades. He was sent to the rear for rehabilitation, and as he had done on the front, he improved morale.
Aww.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
When he recovered from his wounds, he returned to the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
In his first year of battle, Stubby was also injured by mustard gas.
After
he recovered, he returned with a specially designed gas mask to protect him, which
adorable.
I would love to see a picture of, but I couldn't find any.
Thus,
learning to warn his unit of mustard gas attacks, locate wounded soldiers in no man's land, and since he could hear the whine of incoming artillery shells before humans, he became very adept of alerting his unit when to duck for cover.
Wow.
Yeah. He was also solely responsible for capturing a German spy, leading to the unit's commander nominating Stubby for the rank of sergeant.
Sniff him out.
Yeah. So following the retaking of a French village, women in the town made Stubby a coat upon which his many medals were pinned. He was later injured again in the chest and leg by a grenade, and he ultimately had 2 wound stripes on his little coat. At the end of the war, Robert Conroy smuggled Stubby home with him, of course. So after returning home, Stubby became a celebrity, and he marched in and normally led many parades across the country. He also met 3 presidents, Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Coolidge, and Warren G. Harding.
Wow.
In 1921, he attended Georgetown University Law Center along with his owner and became the Georgetown Hoyas team mascot.
Really?
Given a football at halftime, he would nudge it around the field to the amusement of the fans.
That's adorable.
Yeah. So Stubby died in his sleep.
I knew we were getting to this part.
Well, in March of 1926, after his death, he was preserved by a taxidermy.
Oh.
And his cremains were sealed inside of the mount.
Oh.
Conroy later presented Stubby to the Smithsonian in 1956. The taxidermy mount of the dog is now part of the permanent collection at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. So you can go there and
I can see Stubby.
So still see him.
Is he wearing his coat?
I assume so.
How about his gas mask?
I assume so. I don't know.
That's
I don't know about
adorable.
The gas mask. But Stubby also received an obituary in the New York Times following his death, and the obituary was half a page long, which was a lot longer than the obituaries of many notable people of that time period.
Well, he probably did a lot more good than a lot of notable people.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Sergeant Stubby, did you?
Yeah, we're going to play Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just walking. In 1963, Rufus Thomas and Walking the Dog. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Sergeant Stubby.
Yes.
As part of National Puppy Day.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's adorable. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Sergeant Stubby was the most decorated war dog in World War I.
Stubby participated in 4 offensives and 17 battles.
And he is the only dog to be nominated and promoted to sergeant through combat. And he's in the Smithsonian if you want to see him taxidermied. There he is. The Smithsonian.
Stuffed and looking handsome.
I'm sure.
Are those photographs? Did you put the, did they get posted on the blog page?
They did not, you can do a quick Google if you're interested.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, no.
I forgot. We had a slight legal issue. A number of years ago.
No,
so
we don't post pictures anymore.
No.
But if you're interested, just do a quick Google. It comes right up.
The internet is a dangerous place.
Yeah, or
no
the Wikipedia page also has the pictures.
Sure. Just to recap, folks want to learn more about Sergeant Stubby, Sarah, where do they go?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right, so just to go full circle back to what we talked about right at the beginning, local guy on Jeopardy. He's 23 years old, Mihir
Nini.
We believe
he's an engineer.
He's an engineer, and the answer for which they were looking for the question in Final Jeopardy was Napoleon's troops gave him this nickname not to mock him, but for showing the courage of an infantryman in battle. And I said it was Shorty.
Yeah, and you weren't.
Which I was wrong.
You weren't too far off.
But the correct question was, what is Little Corporal?
Yeah, and he was the only one that knew that.
Yeah, but I bet somebody called him Shorty. Somebody called
not
him.
Not to his face. I'm
No, Sarah, not to his face. You got a fresh Wiki Corner tomorrow, 4:10?
That's right.
Super. We'll be back for that, please. Traffic with Ed Smith, weather with the weatherman meteorologist Josh Nichols. It's all in your future here on Legends 102.7.